Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 26th day of August, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is to arms. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru Ambeth. Callers will be welcome later on in the program, so please have the contact information handy for when we open up the phone lines. We do ask that you respect other callers, especially if there's more than two of us on the line. Try not to walk over each other because then it just garbles everything up and nobody can hear what anybody's saying. We are in the question and answer mode, which means all of the people participating will be muted at my end automatically, and you have to show me that you want to talk by either pressing star 6 on your phone, or if you're on your computer, press the ask question button. Our website is www.pastordan, that's all together with no spaces, pastordan.net. Please note that the Daily Mail page is my main way of staying in touch with everybody right now because they are censoring the email quite a bit. And it just takes up so much time. It's a much, much easier if I go through all the news items and update the Daily Mail page. And then when you have your free time or opportunity, just go to PastorDan.net and open the Daily Mail page. You don't even have to look at any of the other stuff. And at the top of the page is the newest items I've found. And you just skim down through and see if there's anything of interest to you. There's just so much going on right now. It's almost unbelievable. The main thing, the reason for the agenda to arms is because that's what I'm hearing from a lot of the contacts on the different platforms that I monitor and some of my own. Guest 1488 says, what's with the new version of this software? They update the software from time to time, and I have no control over that. So my screen looks pretty much the way it always does. So I'm not sure about you folks as listeners, what might be going on there. So anyway, the reason I said to arms is because of what I'm seeing happen and what a lot of the military guys have been saying here within the last 3-4 days. Now, at one point, I want to get to some scriptures, then we'll go down through the news items, and perhaps we'll do that first. That way, because sometimes I run out of time. I want to go to the book of Revelation. There's a couple spots in there, and this gets down to, everybody talks a lot about the image of the beast and the mark of the beast. So we're going to talk about those verses, and there's a lot of confusion about that. So we'll start out in chapter 13, and I'll go ahead and read the World English Bible version, but we're going to talk about the Greek as well. So in chapter 13, mostly we want to talk about verses 14 and 15. He deceives my own people who dwell on the earth. Now, he being who? The dragon, the beast, our adversary, whatever you want to call him. He deceives, beguiles our people. Strong delusion. Remember those verses talking about the strong delusion. So he deceives my people who dwell on the earth because of the signs he was granted to do before the beast. Now, the beast represents governments, Okay, we've talked about this plenty of times. The beast represents governments. Who is pushing down on the people right now, day in and day out? Government. Government at the county level, government at the city level, government at the state level, government at the federal level. And even around the world now, through things like the United Nations, communist, World Health Organization, communist, World Council of Churches, communist, the Roman Catholic Church, communist, okay? All these organizations are all just different functionaries of the beast. So again, we see here in verse 14, he says, because of the signs. Now, but people say, well, that means miracles. Well, no, it doesn't necessarily. Miracle would certainly be a sign, but it's not necessarily the sign. So these deceivers are performing staged events. These are creating signs to do what? To deceive the people. Because he said in the beginning of this, he deceives my own people because of the signs, or due to the signs that this was this entity is granted before the beast. Semicolon. Now, semicolon, for those people that have been out of school for a while, semicolon is almost like a period. In other words, the next part of the sentence could go in a different direction. So all that was said right there is all part of the same part of a sentence. Now we go into the second part. Saying to those who dwell on the earth, again, who was that? That's us, his own people, that they should make an image to the beast who had the sword wound and yet lived. Okay, so they should make an image, an icon is what the Greek word is, an icon to the beast. It was given to him to give breath to it. So the people have made an icon or image. To the beast. So what have white people been doing at behest of our masters who are not of our race? What have we been doing for decades? Who's making all this technology come to life? Who's working in the factories night and day, sweating their rear ends off, taking time away from their families and everything else to make these Jews, these Indians, and these other non-whites who rule over us rich and powerful? So the very people that are his own ignore the Father, but they're paying homage to the beast, and they have created an image or an icon of the beast, and it's called your flat screens. This is where the icons or images show up. It was given to him to give breath to it, meaning life, motion, 3D animation, whatever, to the image of the beast, controlled by the beast, that the image or icon of the beast should both speak. Don't your computers and televisions and movie players, etc., have speakers? And cause as many as would not worship the beast to be killed. Now, a lot of people said, well, that's why all of Yahweh's saints are going to have to perish at some point. Really? That's funny, because in the Greek language, that's not what it says. So that's what the beast would like to do, obviously. But the Greek language leaves room for the fact that that is a figurative sentence, meaning killed in a sense that to the beast you don't exist. And look at what's happening since this fake, phony virus pandemic has been foisted upon the people. Hasn't that actually been what's happening? In other words, if you won't put the icon, namely cover your face, because again, none of these face coverings are protecting anybody. That everybody that knows anything has already determined that, okay? People far smarter than me, all kinds of credentials, have flat out said, that face covering isn't doing a damn thing for the person wearing it or for the rest of it. It's ridiculous. But what it does do is identifies those who worship the beast. It was given to him to give breath to it in the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the beast to be killed. In other words, not have any power within the beast system. And that's basically what they're trying to do. They're already trying to say that if you are anti-vax, if you're anti-mask, face diaper, that you need to be subdued. You need to be injected with a drug. They're actually talking about psychedelic drugs to cause you to become basically comatose. A little bit like what they used to do 100 years ago when they sent people to the loony bins and they performed lobotomies. The Jews are masters at torturing and destroying life. So if you were perceived to be mental, meaning perhaps that you didn't go along with the powers that be, they would get rid of you by just declaring you through a Jewish psychiatrist and send you to a Jewish-run mental institution where they would simply perform a lobotomy and then you just became a shell. Well, now they don't want to do it that way. It's too sloppy, takes too much time. So they want to lobotomize you chemically. Now, they're talking about this stuff, folks. So Revelation chapter 13 is coming to life right in front of our eyes, okay? And then verse 16, he causes all, the small and the great, meaning it doesn't matter big, small, tall, large, fat, skinny, rich and poor, so your economic status doesn't make a difference, free and slave, whether you're independently wealthy or you're an industrial slave, to be given marks on their right hands or in their foreheads. Well, where do you grab things by your dominant hand? Okay, so in the scriptures they called it your right hand, but basically, what do you grab things as? What do you write with? Okay, you have a dominant hand, so you've taken upon yourself to put this dirty diaper on your face. You have taken a mark and put it. It says here on their foreheads, but that's not what the Greek says. The Greek is talking about your face, not just your forehead, your face. Where's the mask placed? On your face. What's it covering? Your face, your humanity, that brilliant smile, that grimace, or the different facial expressions that you have that are part of who you are. The mask is also part of the occult ritual of dehumanizing you, to prepare you to be sacrificed. It's all occult. This is all satanic. It's right in front of your face, folks. Again, don't argue over the English, which is a terrible translation at best, when the Greek language and the Aramaic language before that, they leave a lot more for you to discern what's going on. So that's part of the problem. People carry around these English Bibles and they think they're literal. Because that's how you've had idiots like Jimmy Swaggart and people like Hagee and Osteen and Kenneth Copeland and the rest of these shills and these prostitutes. They're waving around a King James Bible and this is the inherent word of God. Really? I didn't know he spoke English. How could it be the inerrant word when the prophets did not speak or write or even have thoughts in the English language? And yet the scriptures that we have in our possession all came from that era. Now the good news is the Father can talk to us directly, which thank goodness for that, because we'd be completely lost if the Holy Spirit wasn't addressing a lot of these issues and giving us guidance. Because it is deceiving. It is amazing how much deception and how much ignorance there is today. I mean, really, folks, it's almost unbelievable. So right here in Revelation 13, we're given a glimpse at what we should expect. And again, don't get caught up on the word-for-word literal interpretation. Because I've got right in front of me on this computer, I've got no less than 20 translations, all the way from ancient Greek to Benton's Septuagint Bible, the Bishop's Bible, the Bible in Basic English, Apostolic Bible, Polyglot, a Swedish Bible, a Spanish Bible, the King James 1611, Italian, Greek, Welsh, the scriptures from the folks over in South Africa, which is in English, New Testament Greek, and on and on and on, even a German Bible, a French Bible. Okay, so you got at your fingertips, folks, amazing tools. But that's also a problem because you start going off the rails trying to be too picky about word for word in whatever translation you happen to get. I've been contacted many times by people, well, what version should I get? Well, there is no one version I can recommend to you because every one of them has a flaw. Every single one has a flaw. Very few Bibles of any language gets the story of Genesis right because people don't want to go there because it's a sexual sin and it's a racial sin. Two of the things that the Antichrist does not want anybody talking about. Because they want everybody involved in race mixing, and they want promiscuous sexual behavior. Okay, so if you correctly translate the book of Genesis and what happened with Eve in the garden, you get it all wrong. So again, in Revelation 13, we're given a description of what this governmental, world government, along with the whore of Babylon, which is the church world, okay, with the head of that, of course, is the Roman Catholic Church. So the earthly church world, organized church world, is the whore. And for those folks out there that just love their Baptists or their Methodists or their Presbyterian or their Roman Catholic, if you like that denomination and or organized religion, I'm sorry. I left it a long time ago. Whitewashed sepulchers full of dead men's bones. There's no truth in any of them. Not a single one of them. Because first of all, I haven't been in a church in most of my life that would dare to tell people you should not be mixing your race. Okay? So if a church won't even talk about that, then what good are they? If they won't talk about the fact that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, was a Aryan versus a Jew who is not an Aryan, is not of our race, not of our kind, culturally or physically. They are antichrists, just as the Apostle John and Paul said. They are the antichrists. So if they can't get that right, why the hell would you go there? Okay, and the next stop will be here at chapter Revelation 14. We're going to go to verse 9 first. Another angel or messenger, a third, followed them, saying with a great voice, if anyone worships the beast and his icon, image, and receives a mark, a stigmata, on his face or on his hand. So whether you've got that dirty diaper up on your face or you're carrying it around with you, you're carrying the icon of the beast. You're carrying his mandate that says, if you're not going to play ball with me, I'm not going to let you buy my toys at Home Depot. I'm not going to let you have ice cream. I'm not going to let you go to the movie theater. I'm not going to let you buy clothes. Do you see how it works, folks? How much easier could it be? So he says, who followed him with a great voice, if anyone worships, now in the Greek language, that word worship means basically to fall down and faint at the feet of your master. Prostrate yourself. In other words, lower yourself down to the ground. Much like we saw prominent CEOs, police officers, military people doing with these Antichrist blacks that are rioting? Okay, they're all communists. You know that, right? Now, I'm not saying all blacks are communists, but the ones doing the rioting, the ones going along with this charade, we'll call it, where they're actually lowering themselves to worship the beast of the field, as well as the beast, meaning government. So they're worshiping both beasts. Because the governmental beast has told them, you're going to worship these beasts of the field, these non-whites, because I said so. And if you won't do it, you're going to lose your billions in your corporations, etc. So if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his stigmata, basically, he will also drink the wine of the wrath of Yahweh God, which is prepared unmixed, mean undiluted, in the cup of his anger. That person that worships this beast system and goes along with the stigmata, he will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels, meaning the separated messengers. That could be us. Doesn't have to be supernatural. And in the presence of the Lamb. Okay? Verse 11 of chapter 14, the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. That's an idiomatic expression basically saying you're going to be in torment or anguish for a very long time, which everybody that is aligning themselves with the beast right now, that's exactly what's going to happen to them. They're going to be tormented. You think life is rough for us. Can you imagine what it's going to be like for these guys? Okay? They have no rest day and night, those who worship the beast and his icon or image, and whoever receives the dirty diaper of his name. Now, it says receives the mark of his name. You got to remember, in the Greek language, just like the Hebrew language, when it says the word name, it's also implying authority, not necessarily a name like Daniel, Paul, or Jacob. It's in his authority, receives the mark of his authority. In other words, I wore my dirty diaper into Costco, and I was allowed to have authority to buy. I could go down and buy some soda pop and destroy my internals. I could buy bags of chips with yellow number 5 and blue number 6 and monosodium glutamate. Oh, isn't the world master good to us? All I have to do is put this dirty diaper on my face, and I'm allowed to go get all kinds of things that'll tear up my insides. You see, Father's actually doing us a great big favor with all this nonsense that's going on, but a lot of our people don't see it. He's making Mystery Babylon so ugly, if you have any discernment at all, so ugly, there's no way you want to be a part of it. Now, for years, we've talked about the fact that the scriptures make it clear to get out of the cities and go to the mountains. That's another idiomatic expression, meaning get away from civilization and get out into flyover country. Okay? Don't be like Lot's wife, so enamored with Sodom and Gomorrah that when the angels took you out of there, you longed to go back, even though it was going to be destroyed. Well, the same exact thing is happening right now. Don't be so enamored with all of the electronic wizardry and all the glitz and glitter of the cities and the urban areas to where you want to go there, even though they're marked for destruction. You should be willing to downsize. You should be willing to get back to basics, because that's probably where we're headed. The beast is making it very clear he does not care for you and I, folks. Number one, you're white. Number two, you believe in scripture. Number three, you believe in racial purity. Number four, you believe in this nation and its founders. Five, you believe in liberty and the Second Amendment. You are so far up on the list of targets, you might as well just walk around with a great big old archery target on your back. They hate us, the Jew Antichrist dragons hate us. We represent everything they are attempting to destroy. Verse 12, here is the perseverance of the saints. Now, what is the saints? Okay, here again, in both the Hebrew and the Greek, the saints are the called out ones. Ecclesia. Literally called out. And as my friend John told me in the Greek language, since he's from Greece, and he knows the ancient Greek, when you talk about ecclesia, it's as if somebody stood up in a crowd of people at an auditorium and put their hands around their mouth and screamed out your name. Hey, Joe! The called out ones. So who's doing the screaming at our people? Our Messiah, through the Holy Spirit. He says, I'm calling you out. I have a purpose for you. I have a mission for you. Are you going to pay attention? Those, now here's the called out ones, those who keep the commandments of Yahweh God and the faith of his Christ, Yahshua. There's the two prime indicators of why we are detested and hated by this Antichrist system, right there. You believe that the commandments of Yahweh still apply, and you live according to it. How dare you? And you actually believe in a Messiah? You actually believe that Yahweh cares enough about you that he came to this earth and took on flesh to save his people? How dare you? Yep. You see, the Antichrist don't like us at all. But here's the amazing thing. Let me write something down here. The amazing thing to me is that while we're watching the world literally go to hell in a handbasket with all of this absolute insanity, Yahweh's people can actually get blessed. Why is that, Dan? Why would you say such a ridiculous thing in all this chaos? Well, think about it. He shut down the public school system, and he's got parents actually looking at what their children are learning, and they're appalled. Hallelujah. I've got family and friends who are going to homeschool their children. Hallelujah. It took it getting this ugly to get them to wake up. People are now asking questions and starting to understand how the Jew has taken over the financial system and also, because of that, led this country right into the sewer because of their control of finance. Hallelujah! They're waking up to the treason at all levels of government, whether it's local, state, or federal. People are talking about open rebellion and getting a hangman's noose for many of these traitors, both to our country and to mankind. Hallelujah! They weren't paying attention to us for 21 years, folks. And you know, 21 years ago, when I used to have many of my guests come on, we used to talk about what's it going to take to wake Yahweh's people up. What in the hell is it going to take to wake these stiff-necked Israelites up? They just don't give a damn about anything. Well, that's true. They don't. And we said it's going to take a lot of pain. A lot of pain. And you're witnessing it right now. So, were we prophets? Well, I guess in a way. We were given a prophetic word. But it was basically common sense. You just take a look at the white race, and they are comatose most of the time because they're drunk. There's another verse, I don't have it in front of me. Within Revelation, it talks about the people were drunk on the wine of her fornication, drunk on the fornication of Mystery Babylon. The word fornication there in the Greek language means delicacies. delicacies, as in fine foods, wines, spirits, toys, fancy cars, yachts, boats, jet skis, nice shoes, high-rise apartments, you know, nice soft bed to sleep in at night, when most of our ancestors never had anything like that, ever in their lifetimes. We got drunk on all of the goodies that the Antichrist was throwing at us. And we perceived that by having these goodies, somehow that meant we were blessed. Somehow that was equated to being good servants of the Father. I got news for you. We've been terrible servants of our Father. Then we go to chapter 15, verse 2. I saw something like a sea of mixed glass. Glass mixed with fire. And those who overcame the beast system, these governments, and his dirty diaper type image, and the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of Yahweh God. Overcomers. Overcomers. That's what we have to look forward to. Whether it's in this world or the next, it doesn't matter, does it? Personally, I think a whole lot of folks within the sound of my voice, you're not going to taste death, folks. I know you don't quite understand what I'm talking about, but in the scriptures, it talks about the fact that there are, Angel says it's in Revelation 14:8. All right, maybe I'll skip. Let me go back there, 14:8. The second messenger followed, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen, which has made all the nations, meaning ethnos, peoples, to drink of the wine of the wrath of her sexual immorality. Okay, again, these are idiomatic expressions. Fornication is what the one word that they use, and others refer to it as the delicacies. So you could put it all, lump it all together, but it's basically the nations to drink wine to the point of drunkenness, drunk on the wine of the wrath of her sexuality. So when the enemy wants to do harm to you, they get you drunk. How many times have you heard of women taken advantage of because their dates slipped them a Mickey or just kept pouring drinks to get them drunk? Because when you're drunk on something, you don't have control anymore, folks. That's why the scripture says all things in moderation, because if you take anything to excess, then that becomes your master. It becomes a hook for the Antichrist to be able to get one over on you. I thought that was for me. So again, you see this image that we have of the fact that all of these things that we think make life so damn good are actually a trap. Now, the good news is the Father wants us to have good things in this world. Don't get me wrong. But not to the point where you worship these things. Remember he said, don't worship the created above the creator. Okay? Do not worship the created above the creator. Okay, now Angel is sent in that Revelation 18:3, which is, for all the nations have drunk. Okay, so this is referring to the same thing. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her sexual immorality, fornication. The kings of the earth, okay, government, here we go again, government officials, committed sexual immorality with her. Yeah, look at it. We're finding out these people are hideous into things. They're involved in everything that you can imagine that's immoral, whether it's pedophilia, incest, transgenderism, homosexuality, bondage, enslavement, you name it, okay? They're all compromised, the kings of the earth. That's why it lumps all the government. They're all guilty of it, folks. They're all guilty of it. And the merchants of the earth, okay, here we go again. They're in league with each other. grew rich from the abundance of her luxury. Yeah, there we go again. So Book of Revelation, everybody thinks it's got too much symbolism, but not if you just tear it down into what are the principles that it's telling you. Okay? Then we go to Revelation 16:2. It says, "The first went and poured out his bowl." This is the judgments, and this is in the seven bowls of wrath. "But the first went and poured out his bowl," the first bowl, "and it became a harmful and evil sore on the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his icon or image." So what are we hearing about here all of a sudden? Oh, that's right, dentists. Dentists are now coming up with new classifications of, you might want to call it disease, but distresses or rashes or even some things like halitosis, bad breath, gum disease, periodontal disease. Okay, so here again, harmful and evil sore on the people that had the dirty diaper of the beast and who lowered or prostrated themselves in front of these government assholes. I think it's ludicrous. I think it's almost humorous. Right here in front of us, the Apostle John's telling us the situation we're seeing right now to a T. To a T. People have lost their minds. You're supposed to be out in the sun, touching each other, hugging each other, being around people, seeing the facial expressions and the idiosyncrasies of their facial expressions. That's part of who you are. It's part of how we communicate. The enemy, the Antichrist, of course, wants to take all that away. They want to dehumanize you, much as they have dehumanized a baby by calling it a fetus and getting you to accept that they're being able to butcher it. Now, I haven't verified this, but my daughter-in-law just sent me a video clip of a bunch of satanic people getting in front of an image in broad daylight. This wasn't in some basement somewhere. This was out along a street corner, and this guy happened to get his video running because he was trying to figure out why are these guys in black robes all of a sudden? And all of a sudden, here comes a young woman in a black robe, and they take the robe off, and she's all in white. She lays down, and the guy, it looks like a guy takes a long dagger and sticks it into her. And the guy freaked out that was making the video, and then you couldn't see anything more. So again, I have not verified it's true, but we do know that those things go on, certainly in secrecy. But if this is true, they're coming out of the closet, and they're doing it out in the open. Why? Because the white people are still sitting on their ass. They got blacks burning down America, destroying Jews and blacks. They say white people, but it's not white people. It's Jews. Most of them are Jews. There's a few dumbass whites in there. But most of these so-called whites that are part of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they're mostly kikes. Remember, who are the revolutionaries? All kinds of rabbis and Jews I could give you quotes from that says, "We are the world's revolutionaries. You'll never satisfy us, whitey. You'll never satisfy us." Because that's what we're here for. That's why we are the Antichrists. It's in our DNA. You're never going to stop us. You're never going to... So why should they be worried about it? Because we haven't risen up yet. They're burning down our businesses. They're bankrupting middle America, middle class America. It's okay that Target's open, Walmart's, Costco, but mom and pops can't be open. It's okay for Antifa and Black Lives Matter to be out in big crowds, but you can't go to a church. You can't go to any gatherings. You can't go to your children's graduation. I got two of my grandchildren graduated this year. They couldn't have a ceremony. They didn't get to experience what you and I did when we were graduated high school. Of course, it isn't much to brag about having a high school education nowadays. At least back then, we still were taught a little bit about how to think for yourself and how to do critical thinking. Today, they're just basically
indoctrinated. So here, again, it's in our face what's happening, and it all goes back to the book of Revelation, and there's other prophecies, of course, but it's interesting to me because of this icon, this mark controlled by the beast that could speak, which is your flat screens. What are people walking around? Mostly these brain-dead diaper wearers. What's one of the common things that all of the dirty diaper wearers have in common? What is that common thing? You can't find them at any part of the day where they're either not watching a computer screen, a tablet, or their phone. There's almost no time of the day that they don't have one of those devices in their face. And so they have bought the lie. They have become dumbed down, mesmerized. They trust everything on that flat screen, which is what? The beast speaking to them through the flat screens, the image, the icon controlled by the beast. And they worship it. Okay? They worship it. You've got white people getting down and kissing the feet on these animals that are rioting. Are you kidding me? What kind of brain-dead moron would do such a thing? But they're finding people that do it. But here's the good news. A lot of people are contacting me. They're very, very frustrated. You know, what the hell's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Well, Yahweh is separating the wheat from the chaff. For you farmers out there, you know what the hell I'm talking about, right? Okay, just picture the old movies when they used to show the ancient Hebrews, our ancestors. Okay, our ancestors. They used to show them what they call thrashing the wheat. Do you remember that? I remember that when I was a boy. I used to watch old black and white movies back in the day when television was first coming out. Yeah, I'm that old. Okay? And I used to look, oh, I said, I know what they're doing. Because you take the wheat into the thrashing house and people would toss it up and down with these long, almost like rakes. And you would thrash it. Why was that? Because you're separating the wheat from the chaff. The chaff is what's left after the grains of wheat separate from the stalk. Because the wheat is the good fruit, the fruit, the golden grains of wheat. That's you and me. Golden Aryan fruit. And the stalk is what's left over. So he's separating that which bears good fruit, the wheat, from the chaff. Right now, it's as plain as the nose on your face. Oh, that's right. Literally, it's as plain as the nose on your face. Because these diaper wearers, you can't see their nose. Isn't that funny? That old expression, it's as plain as the nose on your face, comes to mind. I think that's pretty clever. That's right, it is. It's as plain as the nose on your face. If you can't see the nose, then you're dealing with a tear. You're dealing with the chaff that isn't meant to survive. And I got news for you. They're not going to survive. Okay, the Antichrists are going to destroy these people because they don't care about them. They just want to get them to take you and me out because they don't have the resources to take us on head in a head-on collision. They don't have the resources. If they had the resources, they sure as hell wouldn't go through all this these shenanigans and all the brainwashing, everything else. They wouldn't have to do it. They'd just simply do it. But Yahweh has taken the power from the Antichrist to be able to just do that. Okay. Yes, we're being restrained right now. We men who wish to go out and slaughter these sons of bitches. We're restrained right now because this actually is Yahweh's purpose. What's happening right now fits Yahweh's purpose? Perfectly, actually. Like I said, it's putting the pressure on humanity to make up their mind. Which side of the fence are you going to be on? Think about it, folks. That's exactly what's happening. It's making the righteous far stronger and it's making the unrighteous more diabolical, so that there is no way you can confuse the two. No way in hell. Now, I remember Pastor Greg, when he and I were talking on the phone here a while back, he goes, Dan, I could have swore it was going to be a lot more subtle than this. I could have swore that Satan would be allowed to use some kind of really nefarious, well-hidden way to subdue the saints and to get people into this hideous end-of-the-age scenario. He goes, I had no idea it would be this blatant, and yet so many people are falling for it. It's breathtaking, actually. The level of, one, stupidity, and two, spinelessness. No backbone whatsoever, especially in our men. In fact, it's a shame that there are many more women speaking out right now than there are men. Now, one good thing is that the men I do know of, they're not speaking out because they're busy getting ready for the war. So right now, the ladies are out front with the rallies and the petitions, etc., etc. But the warriors, they're not worried about attending that stuff because they're getting ready for the fight. Because that's what's coming. That's why I entitled tonight, To Arms. All of us need to be at arms. That's an expression meaning that you have your weapons at the ready. Whatever weapons that Yahweh has allowed you to have, you better have them ready. And that also means you physically and mentally as a man. Okay? You'd better be at the ready, because we're that close. No matter where you are in this world right now, you could have violence visited upon your neighborhood almost at any time. It's getting that ugly. And I've been hearing that from a lot of special forces, Navy SEALs, veterans of all stripe, military, Marines, Army, etc., Navy, you name it, even Air Force. I'm hearing it from all of them. And even from former law enforcement. If you are not ready now, shame on you, because this thing is that close. That close. Okay, I got a call, so let me see what we got here. Come on, software. Buffalo, New York, welcome to the program.
Hello, Pastor Dan. It's Cody in New York.
Cody, welcome. Welcome, brother. How you doing?
I'm all right. I just wanted to say that a lot of people in my area they seem to be gearing up pretty in a pretty full force. We're talking about, you know, just ammunition flying off the shelves and people buying weapons at an astronomical rate.
I've been reading that as well. In fact, I think it was the last 3 months. There was something like 5 million weapons sold in just the United States alone.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yep. They are. I think people are, you know, they see the writing on the wall, I believe now.
Well, it took a lot to wake people up, but everything I'm hearing from the platforms that I listen to says that that's what's happening. There was a guy from North Carolina, he calls himself North Carolina Scout, was talking to, I think it was Mike Adams, and he was giving a report, and he said something that I'm hearing from a lot of people, that many of his friends, family, etc., didn't care at all about politics, world events, biblical this. They just didn't care about any of that up until about a month or so ago. He goes, and now it's like they're lit on fire. Would you think that's an accurate statement?
Oh, definitely. And I think a lot of people are just kind of waiting to see, you know, who exactly are we, you know, are we going to, you know, be shooting at, if, need or whatever, fighting, who exactly, who's it going to be?
Well, yeah, I think we're exactly. We're going to find out who's wheat and who's chaff. You know, who's the tares.
I mean, who are the ones that are actually going to be doing the dirty work here?
Right.
Per se, I may I could be wrong on that, but I don't know.
Well, at one point, the sons of Yahweh have to manifest, and they become the flame and the fire, which is going to put an end to this. Now, Yahweh may come back and lead that army by, himself or his anointed here on earth. It really doesn't matter at this point. But at some point in the near future, the body of men of our race at arms are going to rise up, and they're going to be used as his battle axe and weapons of war. They're going to become a flame and a fire, and they're going to consume all these terrors. I say hallelujah. I can't wait.
Yeah, either can I. Yeah, because I, just speaking for myself, I'm sick and tired of it altogether.
Yeah, I'm hearing that from all kinds of people. Even some of the more liberal feminists of the family lately have admitted that they're sick and tired of it. They know it's a lie. They're being played. And, it reminds me of the scriptures that talks about that, the fields are ripe for harvest, but the workers are few. I think that's how the scriptures put it. And, for a lot of years, I used to think it doesn't seem to be all that much of a harvest out there because most of these people are completely brain dead. And now all of a sudden they're waking up. Have you found that they want answers? They want to know, what the Bible has to say about things. And they want to know a little bit more about the Federal Reserve and how that works. They want to know who's really in control. Do you find that to be true?
Yeah, at some points in my circle and stuff, or, wherever in my area and stuff like that. Yeah. But then again, there's a lot of people there that are awake and that are, trying to wake other people up to what these, the Jew is buying pretty much all of it. And, they're starting to wake up a little bit. So just, that's all you can do, I guess, at this point, is just wake as many people up as possible.
So. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. We do the best we can with what we're given day by day, right?
That's right. And, Daniel, just as far as you're talking about the mass thing, I think a majority of people, they know that's freaking stupid. They know that it's complete and utter bullshit, but they got it, they ask themselves, what the hell do I do? Your car breaks down or something, you got to go to the damn auto parts store. What the hell are you going to do? Stuff like that. And, they got their stupid sign now. I haven't had to go anywhere and wear a mask yet. Because right. I ignore the sign basically and just walk in there. But at least in this state, what they've been doing is, they can fine you. You'll fine you, $1,000, $2,000, this and that and the other thing. It's kind of, most people don't even, they just wear it half-assed, if anything. From what I've seen anyway, it's not on their nose. It's freaking, it's on, but it's down around by their neck or something like that because they know it's complete bullshit.
Right.
And I mean, most of the establishments where I'm at, I'm out in the middle of nowhere for the most part. They know it's bullshit too, but if they don't freaking do this stuff, they're trying to freaking survive as best they can through this. And, they got Cuomo spies everywhere. They go in there and freaking, next thing you know, they're getting, fined $5,000 for not complying with the stupid, his bullshit executive orders.
Well, that's why it says in Scripture that some of our worst enemies will be members of our own house. That's not about our own race, not necessarily your own family. So these Karens out there and these pusillanimous pieces of dog meat are out there calling in on a company that's not enforcing it, and next thing you know, like my buddy went into a liquor store up here and the guy said, "Hey, I know it's bullshit, but please, would you just put it on?" He goes, "I just got a $500 fine." So yeah. That's how they're doing it. See, they don't come directly at you, these misfits from the government, typically. They go to what's an easy target, which is the owners of businesses, and they put the pressure on them, just like they do with businesses making them tax collectors. They know the average person's fed up with all the high taxation. So to go around coming to you directly for the tax, the way it was done back in the 50s and 60s, they decided to make employers become the tax agent because it's a lot harder for you to object because you get fired. And companies are much more compliant than us people because they don't care. They just pass it on to you. See how that works?
Yeah.
Now they're doing the exact same thing with the mask. So, you know, and I do feel for people that feel trapped with this whole mask thing. And I'm not trying to make people feel bad, but here's what I want folks to understand. Eventually, you're going to have to draw a line in the sand, folks. Because I understand, you know, I just want to get in here and do it, but they're going to keep tightening the rope. Because right now, as in your case, Cody, and I've done the same thing. I challenge them, and so far I've won every challenge. But they're going to make it harder. They're going to make it so that even if the law's on your side, they're going to try to get people in the store to come after you. They're going to try to shame you in the parking lot. They're going to claim that you are antisocial and you're putting everybody at risk. They're already talking about that.
Well, that's already been happening, at least out where I live. Not, you know, more towards like the city and stuff. But yeah, I've heard from buddies of mine that go in the store and there's people are freaking out. Why aren't you wearing a mask? Why aren't you wearing a mask? And blah, blah, blah. They just keep, you know, going about their business. But, you know, people are just freaking out. Next thing you know, they're freaking complaining to the freaking store owner or whatever, wherever the heck they're at. And then, you know, then they're shaming you and stuff like that. That's already happened for a while out here. But as far as that, yeah, like I said, most of the stores, even the Walmarts and the BJ's out this way, they let you in for the most part. They don't really say nothing, but I don't know. It's just one of those things. And then you got the people that, you know, they got these cards and stuff. All the HIPAA law says, you know, I don't have to wear a mask, which, you know, you don't. It's bull crap completely. So maybe they're trying to go around that way. That's what I've been seeing. So,
yeah.
I was talking to my dad yesterday, and he said there's people freaking, they're canning like crazy this year. Like like tomatoes are up and, you know, up in price and stuff like that. The vegetables, they're canning like crazy, which tells me that, you know, they kind of see the writing on the wall and they're kind of getting prepared as well. Like me, like you're saying, going back to basics and stuff, you know, learning how to can and, you know, grow your own gardens and stuff like that. So,
well, people are going to have to learn how to dig a root cellar. Which is easy to do, by the way. Get a root cellar. When I was a kid, I remember playing hide and seek in my aunt and uncle's farmhouse. They had a root cellar right out by the main porch. And we used to hide in it. I used to like going in there because it was kind of spooky and dark, and it was kind of neat things laying around in there and everything else. But it's basically like a cave, only above ground. So root cellars are easy. You can can, you can salt meat, you can can meat, you can smoke meat. My grandfather on my mom's side, he had a smokehouse right outside the back porch. And again, hide and seek, used to like hiding in there because there used to be ham and bacon and all hanging from there because they'd butcher two great big old sows almost every spring. And then that smokehouse would be full of the smell of smoke. Of course, now I know a pig is not something to be eaten. But when I was a kid, there was just something really cool about that smoke smell, you know what I'm saying? Because you smoke the meat and it preserves the meat. So a lot of very low-tech things we can do to preserve. And also James McCanney, Professor James McCanney, who's a friend of mine, was being interviewed by Robert David Steele the other day. And he is one of these guys. His company is producing what he calls Grow Towers, TOWERS. And they're basically these large PVC pipes that go straight up, and they've got little pockets in them where you can put seedlings, little seedlings. And according to him, three of these vertical towers will produce enough food continually to feed a family of four. Now, I've got relatives of mine looking into growing sprouts and what do they call them? Sprouts and super greens with a very similar type technology. But the point of it is, with very little water, very little space, so almost anybody could do this, you can put up these towers and have an endless supply of fruits and some veggies.
You're right. I've seen them before, probably a couple of years ago. There's a place not that far from where I am, and they actually grow strawberries out of them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of neat. Yeah, they're big towers. They're not, you know, right. Not huge, but yeah, and they got, you know, little pockets coming out of them. They grow strawberries out of them and stuff right in the greenhouse.
Exactly. And what a lot of people don't know is that, like, cucumbers, tomatoes, and things like that, you just pick off what you need for the day. You don't pull the whole plant out, because people think, well, you got to grow the plant. No, you don't. You just take what you need. The plant will reproduce more. It's like taking a little cutting. You don't take the whole shebang out of the pocket. You let the pocket stay there, and it'll produce another piece of a vegetation or fruit. I guess tomatoes technically are a fruit. But, you know, the thing of it is, Yahweh is providing for those of us that want to come out of the beast and stay out of the beast system. The beast is going to try to starve us. Okay, they want to lock us out, but we were told to come out of Babylon and their beast system anyway, so that we don't partake of their sins and their punishments, right?
Yes.
So he's, like I said, in a way, it hurts, but I'm actually kind of thankful, because it's giving people a push. It's like Yahweh's grabbing you by the shoulders, and he's put his foot right in the middle of your back, and he's about ready to shove you. He's about ready to kick you right through the doors to get the hell out of Babylon and get into the flyover country and away from this whole system that these antichrists run. The people in the cities are pretty much trapped. And again, anybody that's been listening to this program, we've been telling them for 21 years, get the hell out of the cities. So, but anyway, we named to arms that everybody should be at the ready. What do you think about that, Cody? You think that's a wise thing for us to do?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I've been telling people that they should have been ready a long time ago, really. I mean, like, just like a good Boy Scout, always be prepared. So, you know, do what you can with whatever means you can. So,
right.
I mean, hopefully, I think a lot of people are waking up to that fact. And I think that's why, like you said, a lot of people are canning, like, you know, like never before. And like, that's why guns and ammo are flying off the shelf left and right.
Exactly. So, hey, did you hear anything about the Marlin Manufacturing Company going out of business?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. I don't. Why did you hear something about that?
Yeah, a friend of mine sent me a notice that they have been bought out by a consortium. I think it's called the Freedom Movement, but it's behind the Freedom Movement, it's the usual suspects, and what they're doing is hiding in these shell corporations, and they're buying out our manufacturers. And once, of course, they've bought them out, you know what they'll do is they'll stop the sale of guns and ammunition to the public. Go ahead.
I haven't heard about, that's exactly, yeah. But then again, I mean, you think they got to be paying them a lot of money to do that, because these gun manufacturers are making, they're really doing well right now. I can tell you that much.
Well, think about this, Cody. Where do you think all those trillions of dollars that the Jews at the Federal Reserve are printing out with computers, where do you think that's going? They got tons of money.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They do.
Okay, so if I'm Marland and I'm making 22 rifles and pistols and selling ammunition, and I'm making, let's say, I'm doing pretty good. Let's say I'm making 20 billion, probably not even that much. Let's say I'm making 15 billion a year in profit, and in walks, say, one of these kikes, and he's got a clipboard, and he comes and sits down at the table, and he says, well, we'll give you 50 billion for your company. There aren't too many people that's going to turn that down. So instead of working your ass off, running a company, dealing with all the heartaches and headaches and the idiotic government regulations and all that, some guy walks in and offers you $50, $60 billion. It's just digits in a computer. To the Jew, he doesn't care. He can give him $100 billion for it. There's not too many people going to walk away from that, even though those electronic digital dollars aren't going to be around much longer. But right now, our people will sell their soul for them, you know?
Yeah, let's just hope there's some CEOs of some of these companies that still have some backbone and some, you know.
Cojones?
Yeah, something like that, or, you know, just some morality in them so they can say, you know, go to hell.
Well, some of them do. Some of them know what the game is. They're just trying to buy them out to take over because they can't legislate it. Okay, they know that. The American people won't let them legislate, so they're going through the back door with their bags full of electronic money, and they're offering them billions upon billions of dollars for their businesses, and a lot of people are selling out.
Yep, a lot of them are. Or what they do is in this state, a lot of them, they move because they it's just so hard to do business, you know, with all their freaking bullcrap regulations.
I've got a good friend of mine who's was in the Navy, and we worked together in a lot of places over the years, and he tried to start up a gun manufacturing business, and eventually he just couldn't do it anymore. It was so invasive what the government was requiring, and plus he was having a hard time dealing with a lot of times these foreign companies not doing what they promised to do and dragging their feet on paperwork from their end, and just, you know, one thing after another. Like you said, he had a good intention, he had a really great idea. I went to see his factory and where he was going to produce these weapons and ammunition. He had a great idea. But he couldn't get it off the ground. It was so cumbersome. But here again, that's why the Jews took over government, to create mountains of regulations so that they could stymie competition. And for their fellow Jews, they turned their backs. That's why all these attorney generals and different people in the Department of Justice and all these other agencies, regulatory agencies, the majority of them are non-whites, and they're almost all headed up by kikes. So obviously the white man can't get anywhere. Well, when are the white people going to finally realize that this isn't our system anymore? It's going to be the death of the white race if they don't wise up.
Well, yeah, you're right. It's kind of disheartening, to be honest with you. But then again, it's disheartening, but at the same time, you know, good things are going to come of it, hopefully.
Well, according to Scripture and the witnessing of the Holy Spirit, it says that if we hang on and persevere, that there's help on the way, and also there is going to be a tipping point. That's what I'm really happy to see a lot of the militia guys starting to talk about. A lot of the white militias are openly talking about the fact that this is going to hit a tipping point real soon. And that North Carolina Ranger or Scout even said it, at some point in the near future, there's going to be blood in the streets. And there'll probably be some good guys bleed, but there's going to be a lot of bad people bleed too.
Yeah, well, yeah, then, there, you know, I'd heard something not that long ago. Someone was talking about that they're trying to do a bloodless coup where, you know, they pretty much take over without having to fire a shot. we'll see.
Oh, if they could get away with it, but that's my point, is that finally our people are starting to wake up. That's why I'm saying it. We have to be ready and at arms all the time right now. From this point forward, we have to, well, for like my case, I've got my magazines loaded. I've got the weapons of choice where I can find them in the dark, and I'll be ready to do whatever I got to do. And that's what everybody has to be ready for, whether it's helping my neighbor, protecting my neighborhood, stopping rape or murder or theft or kidnapping or molestation. I'm not waiting for police to show up anymore because the police are hamstrung. They're either worried about their damn paychecks or their houses or whatever. They've got 1,000 reasons why they got to, quote, obey their liberal anti-Christ masters. And if that's what their allegiance is, then they're not a friend of mine. And I can't leave the security of my neighbors and my loved ones for a bunch of guys that are afraid of their paychecks and their pensions, and they're not going to make a decision based on right and wrong. They're going to make an economic decision. Well, that's not who I want defending me.
Well, I think a lot of them, I don't know if it's everywhere, but a lot of them, they know what's going on, and I think a lot of them are just going to say the hell with it, and they're gonna say, I got a family, a wife, and kids to protect, and they're just going to say, I'm done with this, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they got a family to protect as well.
Right.
So they're just going to say, the heck with it, I'm not doing this anymore. Actually, I've been hearing a lot that, like, even in this state, that there's troopers that they're trying to retire, that and they're not letting them retire right now because they don't have any, no one wants to take the job to fill the spots that, you know, people are trying to retire. So they see the right number. Oh, yeah. That's what I've been hearing. I don't know how true that is, but they, you know, they're trying to, the guys that can retire, they're getting out, and then they can't find enough people to fill the spots, you know.
Right.
Who the heck wants to do that? You know, they see what's going on.
Exactly. Hey, let me ask you, since you're up in the Northeast, is there any movement to get that piece of shit Cuomo out of office?
Oh, yeah. They had a rally down there. What was it? August, I want to say it was August 2nd or 3rd down in Albany. They had a rally. It was an anti-Cuomo rally. He's actually been in office longer than a president of the United States would be. He's been in office like 9 years now, and they've tried to oust him, but it's the thing is that damn New York City, they vote him in every time because there's more people in that city than there is in the rest of the state. So,
well, maybe
secessionist
movement will kick up again.
Yeah, there is a. I mean, that's another thing. There's a lot of people that are just laying low and under the radar. I really do believe they're just kind of, you know, just waiting, you know.
Right.
Not putting themselves out there.
Well, we need the counties to separate from the state and either align with another state or form a new state, just like West Virginia did many years ago. West Virginia used to be part of Virginia. So it's not like it can't be done.
That's actually been raised quite a few times in the past few years to just separate from New York City altogether and down there and just have a separate, you know, state. He can have that down there and then we'll govern ourselves.
Yeah.
There's been petitions going around and stuff like that. But, you know, then again, here you gotta, I'm sure it's gotta go. I mean, unless you, you know, secede completely from, you know, that, I mean, it's gotta go through legislation and this and that, and, you know, everyone knows that they're not going to vote that, and they'll vote it down every time.
Oh, well, the rule of law is gone in this country. The rule of law is gone. If nothing is made clear right now, that should be. We don't have law and the rule of law any longer. We're basically, this is anarchy. This is what the communists always pull. Okay, they, you know, that's why they want to defund the police. This is textbook communist insurgency. Everything going on, it's been done before. Just read about what they tried to do in Germany. Read about what they actually did do in Russia, and Vietnam, Korea, China. This is textbook Jewish communist chaos, where they're trying to throw down the Christian white rule and turn it into 100% Marxist, Zionist, communist, statist ruling. And so we have no constitution in effect, because if you've got non-whites in positions of power, then they are not of us. They're not a citizen of this country, and they're not of us. So that means every non-white in office shouldn't be there, and that certainly includes every Jew. Okay, those people do not represent us. They can't represent us. They're not our peers. And a lot of people, they don't like hearing that. They go, well, Diane, you can't turn the clock back, you know, because we're multicultural and you just can't do that. Well, I got news for you. The person that's saying I can't do it is getting in my way. What do you mean we can't do that? That's bullshit. So you're saying the white race needs to die. You're saying that the United States of America needs to die. That's what you're telling me. Because if the white race doesn't rise up and take it back, it is going to die. I hope everybody understands that.
Now, do you think that they're pulling this at such a large, grandiose scale because they know their time is short?
Well, that's what Scripture says. The dragon was of great wrath because he knew his time was short. I think they're actually mental. I think these guys are actually mental cases right now. I mean, look at them. They look like they're demon-possessed. The things coming out of their mouth are just unbelievable. I think it was yesterday I was sent a clip about Nancy Pelosi basically said anybody that supports making America great again, and even though I'm not sure if Donald Trump's a good guy or bad guy at this point, if you support Trump or this administration or the restoring of America, you are an enemy of the state. It's like, well, what state are you talking about, Nancy? Oh, that's right. You're a Jew, and you're an Antichrist. So your state is the occult communist state. Well, we should be an enemy of that state, shouldn't we?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's nuts. She's lost her marbles. And I even see a picture of Chuck the Jew Schumer not that long ago. He looks like death worn over now. Like he's about ready to freaking croak. He's just, well, he looks all, yeah. You know.
I think they're feeling the pressure, because there are rabbis around the world that are talking about, and they're putting the word out to their congregants and Jews around the world that they need to leave areas and come back to that little bastard litter box called it's a lie. Because the world is waking up to their nefarious activities. And they sense the fact that the hangman's noose isn't far away.
A lot of people are they're waking up. I mean, this is kind of off topic, but the whole Epstein Island thing and all these pieces of shit that are being found out that were there and are, you know, doing all sorts of just disgusting shit. That's kind of waking people up too a lot, actually. I think I know a couple of people that are just like, wow, you know, I would have never, you know, in a million years, but it's all coming to light.
And I have had cases where I've had friends and even some of my family that have been, like I said, completely out of touch with all of this. And now they're sending me links to stuff about Epstein Island and pedophilia and sex slave trade and all. And I tried for 20, 30 years to get them to pay attention, and nobody would pay attention. That's why I say, it's not all bad, everything that's happening right now. It's not. It's ugly on a certain level, but it had to get this ugly to wake these people up.
Yep, there's people that they told me, they said, you know, when I first met you, the stuff that was coming out of your mouth, they said, I thought you were off your rocker. You know, I didn't know how to take you. And now they're like, you know what? You were right, 100%. And now they're they're woken up. So
yep, it feels good to be vindicated, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's because you had the perseverance of the saints, just like we just read about. You know, you didn't acquiesce or back up. You stayed strong, and you reap the rewards of that. And the rewards is that your kin and the people you care about are actually starting to wake up now. And then when you get to finally hear what you should have heard long time ago, which is a little bit of gratitude instead of ridicule, that goes a long way, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yep, it definitely does. Now, I mean, at the same time, you still got to live your life as best you can. And
sure.
I mean, I try and do my best just to get away from all this horse shit too, you know, from time to time, you know.
Oh, you have
I don't know. I don't know if that's right or not, but if you just you know, dealt with it every day, and you just, you know, read all the stuff that was coming down the pike, you just, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. So I got to keep my sanity somehow a little bit. So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. People I know, same thing. They walk away from the computers and the truther stuff because it's at this point we're getting avalanched. And it can be overwhelming. Even the strongest of us can be overwhelmed by the just sheer volume of all this stuff. Every now and then we're human, okay? So that's not a fault. And everybody's got a different tolerance level, okay? Each of us was not made with a cookie cutter. Each one of us has certain gifts. Each one of us have different tolerance levels. You just do the best you can. You know, I've had relatives contact me recently, almost in tears, because they're ashamed or they don't feel they're doing enough for the father. And you know, it's like, hey, stop beating yourself up. Yeah,
and
stop.
I feel the same way a lot too. You know, it's like, what have I done down here? Really, you know, it's like, what have I done? You know, how? You know, it's just, man, yeah. Some, it's like, well, you know. Really, what if I, you know, it's, you know, just like you're saying, they beat yourself up sometimes. But I guess that's why you just got to maybe step back sometimes.
Exactly. Exactly. It's our nature. We don't think we're good enough. We don't think we're smart enough. We don't think we're handsome enough, tall enough. We got all kinds of things that, you know, we find fault with ourselves. But the good news is the Father's not one of them. The Father looks on our hearts, and as long as our hearts are pure, he can kind of like look aside to some of that other stuff, which is good news. I mean, you know, I think of the vindication, like what you're experiencing now and many of the other people I talk to. I look at it as a long time ago, I said, my goal is that I want to hear, enter in my good and faithful servant on that day when I stand in front of him. And he just looks at me. That's all he says. Enter in my good and faithful servant. That's what that feels like. Okay. When somebody comes up and they basically say, look, I apologize, you know, and I've had my cousins call me and say the same thing that those folks told you. We thought you were nuts, crazy, talking about all this New World Order crap. Well, you know, we thought you were a Looney Tunes. And by God, everything you were talking about is right in front of us right now. And so when they finally say, you know, we're apologizing, you get that same euphoric feeling that I envision that we'll feel when he looks at us and says, enter in my good and faithful servant. Because you know you passed the test. You know that you've been judged and found to be okay to enter into the kingdom. Because everything on the other side in the kingdom is just the opposite of here. You know what I mean?
Yep. I mean, exactly. Like I said, as the good word says, you know, we're not perfect. We've all sinned. So, thank God he's a forgiveful father, you know?
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't for the fact that he could overlook and wash away our transgressions, we'd all be in a world of hurt, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would.
I know I would.
Yeah,
I'm kind of glad that he's the one judging me and not the rest of mankind, or I'd already be hanging in a tree. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, it's good that we have a righteous father that he can see past a lot of this stuff, because we got people down here that are just monsters when it comes to how they treat people and think about people, etc. It's unbelievable. So,
yeah.
But I thought I've listed right here the reason that we should be at arms right now is the following items, and you can see if you can add to it, Cody. But I said, one reason you want to be at arms and be ready at all times right now is because of the riots and the possibility of riots in your area. Number two, the commies are making a 100% push to take this country over right now. Not a year from now, right now. We also have potentially domestic enemies, which would be commies or antichrist hiding within sheriff's departments, police departments, regulatory agencies. So we got domestic enemies that we got to look out for, because some of these people are just as bad as these other enemies. There's possibility we could be dealing with vaccination police. Any police that assist in vaccination, you are an antichrist, and you have lost your right to wear a uniform in our nation. You violated your oath of office and your oath to mankind. So vaccination police, that's another reason to be at arms at all times. And the possibility of outside terrorists coming into this country and trying to pull staged events. So what do you think about all that?
Well, yeah, that about covers it. And heck, I mean, just look at the way the country is. Are we not ripe for, I mean, maybe some other country wants to, you know, come in and take us over, invade us. Who the heck knows? You know, just to add fuel to the fire.
Right.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong in there, but yeah, that pretty much covers it.
Okay. Well, that was the main thing for tonight, was to tell everybody that right now, as far as I can see, this is the time to be prepared for an armed conflict of some kind. There's just so many different ways it can come at you. But I also believe the Father told us in Psalm 91 and Psalm 149 that we are his battle axe and weapons of war. We are his instruments to bring judgment upon the wicked. And I believe, per Psalm 91, that we have a hedge of protection around us as long as we're righteous. That's the key thing. People have to remain righteous. If you become like these other people out here, you lose that protection, folks. So don't fall into the trap that the Antichrist is going to put out there for you. He'll try to bribe you, threaten you. Do not succumb. Stay righteous, especially you men. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. The prayers of a righteous man cover his wives and his children and his grandchildren. Stay righteous, men. Be the Gideon-type warriors out there. And also, we continue to ask the soldiers' ransom blessing on all of our men-at-arms that are out there. So whoever's giving that small donation, approximately $5 based on price of silver right now, it's basically a $5 donation, or anything you want to put $5 towards the work of Yahweh. Whatever it is, you judge that. Father knows your heart. As long as you're doing it towards the kingdom and our people, then he's going to honor the ransom, and you have that hedge of protection around us as we get ready for war. So praise Yahweh for that. Henry also got a hold of me. His wife is supposed to have been home from the hospital as of, it's either yesterday or early today, but I have not heard back from him. So keep the prayers going for Henry and his wife. She had to go to the hospital the other day. But all of our people, pray for them, because a lot of our men and women are having children with midwives right now, and I pray for all them. Bless their hearts. We should have been doing that a long time ago. Have that child at home with a midwife, and have that child bond with its mom and dad, and get nourished with mama's milk instead of this Enfamil and this garbage coming out of these factories. So again, there's good things happening, folks. You know, those are good things. Anything else, Cody?
Not really. Just everyone out there, kind of, you know, stay vigilant. Just keep aware of your surroundings. You know, I mean, just like every once in a while, just drive around and see what the heck's going on in your neighborhood. You notice things that, you know, weren't there before and stuff like that. Oh, one other thing I've been noticing, because I like to look up into the sky a lot at night, and I've been noticing a lot more stuff floating around up there than it ever has before. Like, I'm talking like satellites, or I don't know what it is, but something like that. But man, there's a lot more stuff floating up there than there used to be. And it kind of made me, that kind of made me wonder, you know, so just stuff like that. Just stay vigilant.
Absolutely. In fact, relatives of mine in New Jersey have been sending me pictures of strange aircraft near them in their neighborhoods. So, yeah.
Well, these aren't aircraft. I don't know what they are, but they're floating around. No, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think they're satellites. They're not aircraft. They're up there a ways, but they don't, you know, they're not like a normal aircraft, or they're, you know, blinking and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just weird. I don't know. I don't know what it is. If there's satellites up there or something, but just a lot more floating up there than there used to be.
Wow. So,
I mean, yep, you guys can just look for yourself.
Exactly. Stay vigilant, in other words, right?
Yeah, just like I said, just keep an eye out in your neighborhood, and, you know, just keep a watch. That's all.
Yeah, amen to that. All right, Cody, well, thanks a lot for calling in tonight. Yahweh bless your heart, and, you know, stay strong.
You too. I will talk to you in the near future, hopefully.
Absolutely. Yahweh bless.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that's Cody up there, good brother up in, well, it's unfortunate he's in the state of New York. Angel just sent in a note here saying that lasers are starting fires. You know, and I had a verse in the Bible that I was reading where it says he sent the beast. One of the signs of the beast in Revelation is that he would send fire from the heavens. Tell me that isn't happening right now, folks. Okay, fires from the heavens, okay? Directed energy, whether it's lasers or whatever the hell they're using that's creating all this stuff. It's not natural. The fires out in California and all that, none of that's natural, folks. So there's some sort of weaponry or whatever's being used. So again, we were told to come out of these urban areas where the Antichrist has total control. In flyover country, the Antichrist does not have the kind of control he does in urban, high-density areas. That's why they want to try to pack everybody into the cities, because they have almost 100% control, surveillance, all that going in their favor. Whereas when you come out into God's country, the odds don't look so good for them. So obviously, the converse would be that it really does look good for us. So think about that as we go forward here. I don't have anything else at this time to report. There is a good chance I'll be on the road this weekend. So go to the call schedule on PastorDan.net for any updates as far as that goes. And if I am out of town for the weekend call, maybe I'll have a special call on like Monday night or whenever I get back. Just in case there's stuff going on. But, again, check the page from time to time. Also, the Daily Mail page. There's a lot of stuff on about health and survival and arms and ammunition on the website as well. These are times to be prepared, folks. I mean, we've been talking about this for a long, long time. And, you know, I know nobody wanted to take it serious because it's scary. It's scary. But that doesn't mean that we have the right to not pay attention. Yahweh expects us to, excuse me, pay attention to the warnings and to have due diligence, especially us men. That's a commandment, actually, because we're the guys who have to look after our families and each other. So we are the sons of the Most High to be manifested
at some point in the very near future to rise up and to take all of these sons of bitches down. There's enough of this wickedness going on in this world. It's got to come to an end. Too much innocent blood's been spilt. The earth is crying out for the vengeance of the innocent blood. And it's our job to bring that judgment on the enemy. So, dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and honor. And we thank you for this opportunity to share with each other. We thank you for Cody and his family and that he could call in. And he's doing okay up there and bless his heart. As we all struggled on different battles day in and day out with this whole system that's going on and on. Give us good discernment to see through the deception and lies, Father, but also help us to reach out and network with the good people that we do know. And help us figure out ways to circumvent the Antichrist system, because I know there are ways. And if you reveal it to us, we will certainly do that. And as the pressure is being put upon us, the fires of judgment and also the pressures from you to get your sons and daughters to behave as we should have been behaving anyway. And we know it's a gentle nudge to you, but it kind of hurts us. But then again, we've gotten pretty damn soft. We're not used to being yelled at. We're not used to being told what we should or should not do. And it was to our chagrin. So bless all of those warriors out there, Father. Put a hedge of protection around them. Bring health to the families. Look after Henry and his wife and all those who are struggling in the area of good health. Open our eyes to the truths that are out there, and don't let us fall into the deceptions. And for those who do want to have their eyes open, they are awakening at last. Help us to be good teachers, to have the right things to say and bring them up as quickly as possible. We look forward to your coming, the establishment of the kingdom, for the wicked to be vanquished and to tread underfoot. And this poor earth that has been so brutalized by these monsters, all in the name of making money, may she be restored to her pristine nature, and may mankind walk free upon the land as he was intended to be. To hell with man-made governments. They have been a failure from day one. Our ancestors asked for it, and that was to their chagrin and a misery and basically a curse upon us. We know that we have need to repent of that and to come back to you. And we do that, Father. We humbly beseech you to be our leader, our king, our judge, our lawgiver, and to take away this nonsensical notion that man has a right to rule over man. Be with us, guide us, forgive us our sins, and protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.